The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics that's gentle on my stomach and gives me smooth, steady energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia Iyomike. I am the CEO of Anchor Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. So this video, let's have some fun. We always talking about the deep stuff and all the important stuff, but let's have a little bit of fun. So this is a get to know me video. We have our digital marketing manager, Kyla, behind the camera. Give him some nail cam or something so they know you're here. Yes. Behind the camera, and she's going to ask me some questions. And so you guys can get to know me a little bit better. You always hear me preaching, talking about podcasting and business mode, but y'all get to know me. So what's the first one?
What is your favorite song at the moment?
Okay, so check this out. One of them, I love that song, Essence. You don't even know. I like that song. Like Afro beats, probably because I'm married a Nigerian. Like I love Afro beats songs. Any type, if you cut on some Burna Boy or some Wizkid, I'm right here with you. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. A song that I really be jamming to right now is Waukesha by Moneybagg Yo. And I don't know if it's because of the Biggie or Ashanti, whatever generation you're from, reference or sample. But I love that song. I don't know why. It's about addiction. It's actually very toxic, but I love that song. I think it's the beat plus like his voice and the Memphis accent and the way that his flow is over the beat. I don't know, but I like it. I'll be in the house, PJ be laughing. I'll be like, tastes like candy, sweet like fruit, because that's how they say fruit. Fruit. Oh my gosh, but I love that song. I play it all day. That's, don't judge me, okay? Y'all know y'all like that song too.
What are your favorite TV shows?
Okay, I have so many because this is one of my things I love to do outside of like business. If I'm on my downtime and just chilling, I love to get into a new show. I have a note section on my phone called things to watch. I got subscriptions to all the streaming services because I just love to watch a good show. Like I like to get into a story. So some of my faves, Married at First Sight, and I love to watch YouTube videos like the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. They review Married at First Sight. I love watching their videos. Someone else on YouTube I like, her name is MJ. I don't remember the name to her YouTube channel, but she did last season on the Atlanta season because it was real ghetto on that season and Married at First Sight. But she did reviews. So I just love to find my people online that watch the shows that I watch. So Married at First Sight, Real Housewives of Potomac, if y'all been following me long enough, y'all know I want a huge house in Potomac. Like, I love that area. Even like Montgomery County in Maryland, it just, the school system is one of the best in the country. So I always say, like, when my kids are school age, I will move to Montgomery County. But my dream house is in Potomac. I got them all saved on Redfin. People keep buying them, but that's okay. I just find new ones. But I love Real Housewives of Potomac. You will never catch me on a show like that, but I would love to watch them for entertainment purposes. What else? I like The Bachelors when there are Black people involved. Sorry for my non-melanated folk who watch this, but the white bachelors are boring. I like the Black ones. So when it was Rachel, the first black Bachelorette, I love that season. I watched the season when they went from like Claire to Tayshia, who was I think Black and Mexican. So I watched her season because, again, Black people finding love, I'm here for it. And then I did watch the Black Bachelors season with Matt. So any of those like love shows with Black people, I like to watch those. What else? There's so many. Anything, my all-time favorite show is Law & Order SVU, period. I've seen every single episode ever, and I will watch it forever. Like, that is my show. I also like Shark Tank, so just even transitioning to more of, like, the shows of substance. I like to watch Shark Tank. I learn a lot about business and just the investor mindset and stuff like that. And also, you find out about some really cool business ideas. I bought stuff from seeing people on Shark Tank, so I love that show. It taught me about entrepreneurship before I was even an entrepreneur, so it's one of my all-time favorite shows. And really, anything that's a documentary, anything that's a little ratchet without going too far. Love & Hip Hop, when I was in college, I used to watch that, but that's just too far for me now. Things like Real Housewives, that is not too far, at least for my taste. It might be too far for you, but my ratchet meter, I got a higher tolerance for ratchet, sorry. But anything that is true crime, documentaries, anytime I can learn something, those are the type of things that I watch. It's this really funny TikTok where it's the guy is like watching TV with his wife, and all you hear is like murder, jail time, just this tragic stories playing in the background. And he's looking like, what's going on? And the wife is all into it, eating popcorn. BJ's like, that is exactly what my life is like. Why are we watching documentaries about serial killers? I don't know. I'm just into it. But yeah, those are a couple shows I like. But anything. Oh, y'all gotta watch. If you ever want to know what to watch on TV, send me a message. I'm gonna tell you. You have to watch Truth Be Told. And this is on Apple TV. It's starring Octavia Spencer. And a couple, Mekhi Phifer is in there. And I do not remember this guy's name, but he's in a lot of like movies of Black guy. He's in a lot of things. But this show is about, Octavia Spencer has this true crime podcast, and she is a investigative journalist. And she investigated this murder, this boy who murdered his father. No, not his father. He murdered his mom, his neighbor's father, something like that. He murdered somebody. And she investigated him early on in her career. And it was her articles and stuff that partially led to him getting that conviction. So then all these years later, he's grown now. He was like a teenager or something when he got sentenced initially. He's grown now. And so now she realizes that she thinks she made a mistake. So now she's doing this podcast just unveiling different aspects of the story and just revisiting the case. It's really good. Season 2 just dropped. I just thought about it like, oh, I gotta go watch it. But that is really, really good. So for me, anything true crime, anything lighthearted, a little bit ratchet, anything that's funny. Working Moms is another one of my shows. I love things that are funny. I can just have a good time. The list goes on. I could do a whole video on what to watch, but I'll stop there. Let me know in the comments if y'all want that video, because I literally can tell you so many different things to watch because I love it.
What's your favorite book and why?
My favorite book I showed y'all before is Fervent by Priscilla Shirer. Why? Because it really just changed the course of my life by showing me the importance of praying strategically and also outlining how to do it. So that's hands down my favorite book of all time because of the impact that it's had on my life personally. You can get that from the Amazon store. The link is in the description.
What is your favorite color?
Come on, y'all. Pink, duh. Did you even have to ask me that? Of course. Pink is my favorite color. Orange is also one of my favorite colors. And you would never know because I don't really wear it. And I don't really have a lot of it around. But I really love pink and orange. And I don't actually wear a lot of pink either. I just like the color. And I love the color orange, too.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. The holidays are behind us, the kids are settled back into school routines, and IXL helps them refresh what they learned in the fall and head into a new semester feeling confident and prepared. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math, building writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. It covers math, language arts, science, social studies from pre-K all the way through 12th grade, with interactive content that's personalized, engaging, and actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep kids motivated as they head into the second half of the school year. We use IXL in my house daily. My son loves how interactive and fun the interface is. It makes him feel like he's playing a game. It's also so user-friendly that oftentimes I'll tell him, hey, give me 3 IXL lessons, and he'll go grab his tablet and he can get them done without my help. I love that I have a gifted child, so I always like to challenge him to take him above his kindergarten grade level. And I love that IXL is able to adjust with us and build on his strengths and improve upon areas that he can grow in. IXL saves us both time and money. One subscription gets you everything. It's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. I know for me, I'm a mom of 3, and that is very important. And if your child is struggling, this is the smartest investment that you can make because a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite brands as a mom of 3, Bobby's. Bobby's USDA organic, European-inspired infant formulas were created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they decided to make one themselves. Like the moms who started Bobby, I found it so difficult by the time I had my second son to find formula that met the clean label standards that I was looking for. I had used other brands in the past with my oldest son, but I was not satisfied at all. I couldn't pronounce some of the things on the label. I wasn't confident that I was giving my son the best nutrition, and it was very frustrating. And that led me down the rabbit hole of finding a better formula. And that's how I actually came across Bobby. I love that they had a full suite of recipes along with their certifications. They were USDA Organic, EU Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free. They had awards such as their Baby List 2025 Top Choices Organic Formula and being named a 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports. As a mom who combo fed, I also loved how inclusive they were. And they supported all feeding journeys, whether breastfeeding, combo feeding, or exclusively using formula. So after all of this research, I knew that Bobby was the formula that I wanted to use with my children. And best of all, my son loved it. We didn't have all of the issues that we had with previous brands. And now that I have a new baby, I know that should I ever need or want to use formula, Bobby will be my go-to any of their products. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That's HiBobby.com to find the formula trusted by parents and loved by their babies, 700,000 and counting.
What are your favorite restaurants?
Now, tell me in the comments if y'all want me to do a video on where to eat, especially if you are coming to the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia area, because that's one of my favorite things to do. And shout out to TikTok because all the like TikTok places they be putting me on. I love TikTok. That's my favorite app as a consumer. I love that app. I always find the good places. But check this out. I'm going to categorize my favorite places to eat because it depends. If I'm doing fine dining, I love Del Fresco's, and I eat the same thing every single time because I like what I like. Fine dining, definitely going to Del Fresco's. If I want African food, I'm going to Bukom Cafe in Adams Morgan in DC. Get the fish and bread. It's bomb. Don't expect them to be open on time because they never are. Don't expect them to be quick because they never are. Don't expect superior customer service. You're not there for that. You're there for the food, okay? And that's what you're going to get. What else? If I want Jamaican food, I'm going to Jam Dug. I guess that's how you say it. Jam Dug something, but Jam Dug is in DC. I think it's like T Street. Don't give me the line. Search J-A-M-D-O-U-G DC for your Jamaican food. The best in the area, hands down. And then just on a regular day, if I want some good food, I'm a seafood lover. So I'll go to like Hank's Oyster Bar. They have one at the Wharf. They have one about not too far from my office in Old Town, Alexandria. Or like Blackwall Hitch. Anywhere I can go and get oysters. I love oysters or some type of seafood. That's where I'm going to go. And other than that, I'm going to cook. And I really only will eat out to get things that I can't cook at home. Because I hate going to places and eating and be like, just let me in the kitchen because I can make this better than that. So I usually eat out stuff that I won't cook at home. But outside of those different categories, I love to cook at home or call my grandma and have her make a couple things for me.
Speaking of food, what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Listen. Go to, they have one in Ohio. It's one in Virginia. There's one in DC. I don't know where the rest of them are. Jenny's Ice Cream. Gooey Butter Cake. If they don't have that, get like the almond butter brittle. It's the second best. Gooey Butter Cake. Get the waffle cone, the buttercrisp waffle cone that they make inside. Like my mouth is watering because I probably should go get one, but I'm not because I'm trying to lose weight. But it's so good. Funny enough, we found out about Jenny's because me and my husband were downtown chilling. We got some food. We're walking around. We walked past this place. It had like a little line. We're like, okay, that's probably good, but not even thinking too much of it. We got a whiff of that buttercrisp cone. And we both hit a full U-turn and was like, what is that? And they were, and then we looked up, it was Jenny's. We were like, oh no, we're going here. I don't even care what they're selling. We're going because it smells so good. And should have never did that because now they done built one by the office and I got to deal with temptation every time I got to go to work. But it is so good. It's my favorite flavor.
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a pet. It was National Dog Day the other day. I have a dog. His name is Charlie. He is like maybe 10 or 11 years old now. Fun fact, my friend Brianna, she found him. He was a stray. And at the time I wanted a dog, but the dogs cost money and I had it. So I couldn't go get one, especially like the small dogs that I liked. They were expensive. So he's a little Yorkie. He's only like 7 pounds. He's really small. And so she found him, couldn't find the owners, took him to the vet, no microchip. So she was like, Tatum, do you want him or I can take him to the pound or whatever? And I was like, no, I want him. So I got him, took him to get evaluated to make sure he was healthy and everything. And I've had him ever since. That was my first baby.
If you could have lunch with any person in the world, who would it be and why?
Definitely Jay-Z. Again, if y'all have been following me long enough, you should know me a little bit. I would definitely sit down with Jay-Z, really because anybody that can go from being in like the projects to being a billionaire with a B and be able to successfully navigate that journey as well as being able to go through those worlds. Like there's a lot of knowledge to be had there. I also really respect, I love music. So I told y'all my favorite songs, but I like 90s and 2000s R&B and hip hop. That's what I'm probably gonna be listening to. Even gospel, I'm still listening to Yolanda Adams. Y'all can keep a lot of this new stuff. All of that, I'm good. I like the old school stuff. Even old Kirk Franklin, he had hair. Like, I'm still listening to that. but yeah, I will sit down with Jay-Z because, one, I love music, storytelling, his ability to tell stories, stay relevant over this long period of time, to hit the metaphors, the wordplay. Like, he's an excellent rapper. So, and he's somebody who never really... Well, initially he did, but just over the years, he's not somebody who has like tried to do what everybody expected him to do, right? One of his quotes that I always say is like, don't listen to anybody, everybody's scared. So he's been able to transcend what's expected of a regular rapper because of his ability to take risks and do whatever it is he wanted to do, not what people wanted him to do. Him and Beyonce don't be posting their kids all the time, or you don't see too much of their personal life. They're so great at what they do. You don't need all of that. And that's the biggest inspiration that I take from it, not just the biggest the business acumen, which is what I would want to talk about, really. I might ask a couple questions about like the Blueprint album and Reasonable Doubt, because those are my two faves. But most of my questions will probably be business related, because he's been able to do so much. Even the recent deal with LVMH, which is Louis Vuitton, Moet and Hennessy, the big brand that owns, of course, those brands, but like Tiffany and Company and stuff like that. The deal with Square, the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, like those deals, those are what I have questions about. But nevertheless, that's definitely who I would sit down with. And even the lessons I've learned, again, from being so excellent at what you do, you don't have to play by everybody's rules. You're just undeniable because of the way you lean into your gift. That's something I've taken and why I'm such a huge fan. But the lunch, we will be talking about business because I have questions.
What has required the most courage of you in your life so far?
This is not what I wanted for myself as far as, you know, being here talking to you guys, even with podcasting. This is not what my podcast started out about. It was about entrepreneurship, business, my comfort zone. Really being vulnerable and building this brand and letting people that I don't know into, you know, this journey and something that's very personal. Like I see a lot of posts that I really identify with where people say like, you know, you can't expect people of faith to always open up about their journey and their time with God and their revelations and things, because that's personal. And I 100% agree with that, which is why most of the time I like to stay in the teaching side and not really getting too much into like, this is what I heard in prayer today, because that's personal. And, you know, just trying to figure out just the way to maintain that intimacy that I want to keep with my personal relationship with God and things like that, while also trying to help people, other people build that relationship, is it takes a lot of courage to do. And it also takes a lot of just thinking on my part to figure out a way to where I can still stay true and keep that intimate relationship while also helping people, because that's what I'm called to do in this space. And also just maintaining the responsibility of doing God's way takes the responsibility of doing God business God's way takes a lot of courage as well. And it gets frustrating for me sometimes because I feel like I have to start 10 steps back because I can't do what everybody else is doing. And I feel like I have to create a lot of things from scratch that haven't been created before. And it's scary. It takes a lot of courage just continue to build anyway, to continue to speak anyway, to continue to have faith anyway. And so just this journey in and of itself, it really takes a lot of courage. And then to kind of have to live that life for real and then come online in these spaces to talk about it, it can be a lot. But again, it's what I'm called to do, so I got to do it. But it does just take a lot of courage to keep my flesh in check so that I can continue to show up the way that I'm supposed to here.
What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, yes. Let's get off the deep stuff. Yeah, I like to watch TV. Of course, y'all could tell from all the show recommendations I have. Also, I really like to try new things. That's like my thing, whether it's new restaurants, whether it's activities. I ain't jumping out no planes or anything like that. Like nothing like that. That's a little bit too adventurous for me. I mitigate risks. And if I could deal with the worst case scenario, then I'm gonna do it. And worst case scenario jumping out that plane is that parachute don't come open and then what? Splat. That's it. I'm not trying to meet the Lord earlier than necessary. So that ain't happening. But I do like to try new things. So like a couple weeks ago, I went white water rafting, almost drowned. That's a story for another day, because the water definitely scooped in and had me land headfirst into the current. But I'm still here. Praise the Lord. But it was fun. But I like to try new things. So whether it's, like I said, whether it's new foods or activities, anything I haven't done before, I like to try it and make memories.
What's a random skill that you want to learn?
I definitely want to learn another language for sure. Definitely one of the romance languages, probably French. So I could, you know, marry people y'all know. But I definitely want to learn French, any just a different language. I've had people who like talk about the podcast online who are in different countries, and I don't know what they're saying. And from their body language and facial expressions, it looks like it's good, but I don't know because I don't speak the language. But I definitely want to learn another language. Also, gardening. Y'all know I'm into nutrition. So if I can get like a plot of land where I can grow my own food, that would be awesome to learn how to do that. Now that y'all know all of the tea about me, let me know in the comments if we have anything in common or if you learned something new that you didn't expect. Again, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss me post another video.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.